אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Our next guest is Sarah Cossey Globert, and together with her husband Adrian, they are co-directing and bringing back to the stage Fiddler on the Roof. Telling the story of Tevia, the milkman, and his family as they navigate life as a Jewish family in the pale of settlement of the turn of the 20th century, Fiddler on the Roof explores the concepts of family values, religion, displacement of prejudice against the backdrop of some of the most loved musical theater songs in history. This is an opportunity to go and see this wonderful play in Melbourne for a short time only during August. For more details about the play, I'm now joined by Sarah Cossey Globert. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Amit. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Sarah, you're co-directing together with your husband, Adrian, Fiddler on the Roof. But first, tell us a little bit about your professional background. Is it musical?
Yeah, musical performing arts background. That's kind of how me and my husband met. So I grew up dancing all of my life and also studying piano, doing lots of shows. I went to Melbourne University, studied classical piano, whilst also performing as a dancer on the side, which is really fun. Joined the Lehendi Ukrainian Dance Company about 10 years ago and travelled internationally and nationally with them, which has been an amazing experience. And I'm still technically part of the company. I'm just on a bit of a maternity leave break. about eight, nine years ago, I met my now husband, Adrian, who is an opera singer. We've been kind of putting on shows since we met. So that's our story, and that's my story.
Nice. So the production for this play started actually a while ago. In fact, a couple of years ago. What's the story?
Yeah, so pre-COVID, we approached MLOC Productions. So that's the Mordialic Light Opera Company. We proposed to them that we'd love to do Fiddler on the Roof, and if they would like to produce the show, and we would co-direct it and choreograph it. And then everything kind of went pear-shaped when COVID hit and the theatres were the first to close. And so we had a good 3 years to really think about the show and really ferment our vision and ideas of the show. So, yeah, it went from being something we were applying to do in 2019 to August 2023. We're finally putting it on stage.
What inspired you to produce Fiddler on the Roof?
Well, it's a couple of special things. It's an incredible musical. It's an incredible story. It is timeless, and it's a masterpiece, and there's a reason that I believe it's performed every day somewhere around the world. Like, it's so relatable and so relevant to every culture and community group and families. Adrian and I, like, on our second date, I believe, we went to see Fiddler on the Roof, and then in 2017 we performed alongside each other. He was Tevye and I was Golda in ARC's production of Fiddler on the Roof, which was awesome. It was a bit of a glimpse into my future, really. Mm-hmm. And then he performed it once more after we had the birth of our first child. And now we're putting it on together, not on stage but behind the scenes, and yeah, putting our vision out there, which is really exciting. So it's a very, like, a lot of people, it's a bucket list show to be in. It's a show that a lot of people really love and adore, not only musically, but for the context and the relatability of the show's themes.
So from playing on stage, you're now actually directing it together with your husband.
Yeah, me and my husband are the co-directors, nice. Which means that, yeah, like, I'm also co-choreographing it with another choreographer, Bridie Clark. So between the three of us, we're kind of in charge of what's happening on the stage. Musically, it's directed by Kent Ross, who is a fantastic musician and conductor in his own right, and bringing to life the wonderful score, which is so familiar to so many people. But Adrian and I, it's kind of our vision and our passion that's being put onto the stage.
Nice. Tell us more about the two casts you have, the yellow and the blue one, and what's with the double casting thing?
So we have two casts. We have a yellow cast and a blue cast, which the whole double casting thing was a bit of a byproduct from the COVID era where, you know, if someone went down sick, the whole show had to get cancelled. So we were just adamant that nothing was going to rain on our parade. So we have two casts, which also means that twice the number of people have the opportunity to perform these really iconic bucket list mm-hmm. roles. So our two Teffias are Joshua Balban and Tim Maloney. Our two Golders are Elisa Gray and Lara Whittlestein. And we've got, well, Teffia and Golders' five daughters. We've got, I'll name as many as I can remember off the top of my head right now. We've got Gabby Bergman, Zara Phillips-Mason as our Zytles, Jodie Silberthau and Noah Coates as our Hoddles, and Eliana Morris and Annika Kirchich as our Harvers. We've got some amazing, legitimately authentic Cossack dancers involved in the production from the Lehenda School, which is a Ukrainian dance training ground that I'm the assistant director of. So we've got some fabulous acrobatic tricks and things featuring in the show as well. And, yeah, we've got Tamara Brodsky and Evie Smith as our Yentes. And we have one laser wolf, that's Greg Hurwitz, who's actually a cantor at Caulfield South Shul, making his musical theatre debut in Fiddler. And we've got a live fiddler on stage, the amazingly talented David Hanna, who is going to blow everyone away with the fact that he can actually play the violin so incredibly on stage as well. So it's, yeah, really jam-packed, full of talent. We're very, very lucky and very proud of the cast.
Okay, Sarah, where can we watch it and when?
It is on at the Alex Theatre, which is in St Kilda on Fitzroy Street. We open on August the 2nd and we close on August the 13th. We have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night, and two shows on Sundays. We've already sold out one of our Sunday matinees, so tickets are selling very fast, which is so exciting. So I guess, yeah, there is a bit of urgency if you'd like to come and see it, to grab a ticket. The ticket prices start at $35, which is hopefully pretty accessible for most people. Yeah.
Will you do other cities or it's only Melbourne at this stage?
At this stage, just Melbourne. But you never know if there's the interest and maybe the support, we might bring it up to Sydney to start with. But I guess that's probably something we'd talk about after the Melbourne season.
Fantastic. Sarah Kosi-Globert, co-directing together with her husband, Adrian, Fiddler on the Roof. Thanks so much for the information and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much for your support and for having me on the show.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.